Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is the story of the harlot riding on the beast. We are getting close to the end of the book of Revelation, and we are in chapter 17, and there's only 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. And chapter 19 says the sky opened up, and Jesus rode on a white horse coming out of the sky with all of his angels coming back to earth. That's the second coming at the seventh trumpet. And in this case right here, Revelation 17, there were seven angels went over and poured out the plagues and talked with John when he was up in heaven. He said, "Come with me," he said, "and I will show you what is going to happen to the notorious prostitute who sits on many waters of the world. The kings of the world have had immoral relations with her, and the people of the earth have been made drunk by the wine of her immorality." Do you have any idea what John is saying? Or the angel is saying to John, there's somebody in this earth who has authority over kings and nations and is a religious person that is over a huge religious organization for many, many years, since the time of the first church till now. And God is talking about it. He sent an angel to talk about it. And he put angels to dispense plagues over this this group or whatever it is. Okay, well, we're reading. "So the angel took me in the spirit into the wilderness, and there I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet animal that had seven heads and ten horns, written all over with blasphemies against God." Okay, so there's two things going on. There's two people going on. And if you read chapter 13, you will see those two people coming up out of the water. The Bible, when they say people, you know, that a beast came out of the water, well, usually the water, what they say is that the water is from the nations. From people, out of the population, two people came out of the water, and that's in chapter 13. And they talk and describe who those two people are. Well, one is a religious leader, and the other one is a political leader. And this couple is, according to God, an abomination. They are leading people astray. They are trying to control nations, control people, control different entities. Anyway, one described as the lady being representing a female role in the church. And the other one is a political leader that is going to make people put a number or something in order to identify who they belong to. Anyway, a mysterious caption was written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, mother of prostitutes and of idol worship, everywhere around the world. I could see that she was drunk with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus she had killed. Why are you surprised? The angel asked. I tell you who she is and what the animal she's riding on represents. Soon he will come up out of the bottomless pit and go into eternal destruction. And the people of the earth, whose names have not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the world began, will be dumbfounded at his reappearance after being dead. And now, think hard. The seven heads represent a certain city built on seven hills where this woman has her residence. The woman is probably the church, because God calls his bride a church. And this woman you saw in your vision represents a great city that rules over the kings of the earth. We know one church that had many connections in the world, and they are an established organization, and they use their authority to sometimes do things wrong. Nobody's perfect. Everybody have something that they do wrong, and there's things that they do right. But God will judge the nations. God will judge the church. God will judge each one of us independently and corporately. Friends, the harlot is a city that will partner with the Antichrist. The person who is over that city will partner with the Antichrist. And one day, the harlot city will be burned. The Bible said later on, you're going to find in later chapters, that they're going to burn this city, and everybody's going to be looking at it and amazed that it happened, that that city would be burned. Revelation 18, 10 and 11 said, standing afar for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, the mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn for her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Well, this city is a very rich people, and they have authority, and they buy things from all the merchants of the earth, the most, I guess. And one day, God will judge this city and the leader over this city. And the worst thing about it is the leader of this entity is going to connect with the Antichrist. And the two of them are going to deceive a lot of people. Friends, you know the word of God is the truth. There is no lie in the word of God. And God doesn't want us to be ignorant and fall into traps that will lead us not to God. We need God. He wants us to know the truth, and he wants us to seek him with all your heart, soul, and mind. One day, Jesus will come back, and everything will be made really clear, because we will see Jesus face to face. The Bible says one day we will see Jesus face to face. And he wants everyone, all human beings, to go to heaven. That's his plan. But you know what? Everybody has to make a decision. We are made to have our own decision. We can decide where we want to spend eternity. And I want you to spend eternity with God in heaven. And if you do, if you believe what I'm saying, say this prayer. Lord, I ask you to come into my life. I don't understand anything about the book of Revelation. I don't understand the Bible. I never even read it. I don't understand who you are and what have you done for me? My Lord, you said in Genesis, you created man, created the earth. You created all the living beings, including the angels. And Satan is an angel that you created. And he was a beautiful angel, had a lot of abilities, but he wanted to be like God. And therefore, he could not live in heaven anymore. And that's all in the Bible, the whole story. And you had to kick him out of heaven. And where did he come? He came to the earth to destroy the human race. And Lord, we just bind that right now. Father God, Lord, we ask you to touch him. Father God, touch this person who is saying this prayer, Father God. Lord, let his heart be open. Let his mind be enlightened. Let him believe on your word. Father God, you said whosoever will call upon your name will be saved. And Lord, you will forgive them for all their sins, no matter what it is, Father God. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for saving this person who accept you today. And Lord, you know who they are, and you are leading them, and you are going to guide them. And Lord, I thank you for the word of God that tells us the truth. And Lord, that it is a sword. It has power. And Lord, we can move in your power. We thank you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.